Next, we have Kat Taylor.
Hi, my name is Kat Taylor, and I'm a resident and landowner in Argyll Township, Maine. My properties are at 1039 and 1354 Southgate Road, roughly 5 to 6.5 miles from the Juniper Ridge Landfill, which is owned by the state of Maine and operated by Casella Waste Systems. I swear the following is the truth to the best of my knowledge. I support revised definitions in Chapter 400, Maine Solid Waste Management Rules, of what is Maine-generated waste, and adds the provisions that protect those who are impacted by waste processing. I'm a private citizen who has fought against Juniper Ridge Landfill since 2004. It is general knowledge around here that JRL violates the state hierarchy of waste management and imports out-of-state trash through loopholes in the system. So it is important that we nail down the definitions and add any provisions that force waste management entities to comply with Maine's waste hierarchy. I read all of Hillary Lister's testimony, which goes into great detail on the history of Maine's landfills and the impact of imported waste and specific impacts of contaminated waste used or processed in Maine facilities. I encourage everyone to read Hillary's testimony to get a full view. Even though the changes suggested for Chapter 400 will better control in-state wet management, it seems to me the ultimate solution to all the problems given here is to ban all out-of-state trash. If we do not ban all out-of-state trash, then we will be back here again and again, as lawyers for Casella and the like will always find a way to slip through the net. I've heard the Constitution's Commerce Clause mentioned several times, which allegedly allows importation of waste for commercial landfills and waste management businesses. Thank you, Bob DeShane and others, for bringing up the Commerce Clause, because I think there's legal precedent for a full ban regarding the Commerce Clause. In the mid-80s, my father, Robert J. Taylor, founder of Taylor's Bait, was caught bringing golden shiners into the state of Maine. Citing the Commerce Clause, Dad challenged the state of Maine for the potentially unconstitutional ban of importing bait fish into the state. Dad won his case in Maine court, but Inland Fisheries and Wildlife took the case to the U.S. Supreme Court, where he lost. In Maine v. Taylor, I quote, "Maine has a legitimate interest in guarding against imperfectly understood environmental risks, despite the possibility that they may ultimately prove to be negligible. The constitutional principles underlying the Commerce Clause cannot be read as requiring the state of Maine to sit idly by and wait until potentially irreversible environmental damage has occurred or before it acts to avoid such consequences," end quote. To quote again, the Commerce Clause significantly limits the ability of states and localities to regulate or otherwise burden the flow of interstate commerce, but it does not elevate free trade above all other values. A state retains broad regulatory authority to protect the health and safety of its citizens and the integrity of its natural resources. Maine's ban on the importation of live bait fish serves legitimate local purposes that could not adequately be served by available non-discriminatory alternatives," end quote. Therefore, a total ban on a product, bait or MSW, can be enforced without violating the Commerce Clause, since we have no way of knowing that such importation will not harm our fragile ecosystem and be detrimental to our citizens and wildlife. We do not seek to restrict trade, but neither can we support an outdated mode of operation that requires subsidizing from the government or the importation of out-of-state trash to stay afloat. Other states in our region have successfully banned landfills, MSW importation, and construction debris without seeming to violate the Commerce Clause. A full ban would discourage companies like Casella from using Maine as their dumping ground if they can no longer make a profit. After all, what is our ultimate goal here? To subsidize current facilities so they can keep going, or let them phase out or adapt as we move towards more sustainable waste management solutions that protect our people, environment, and economy? The world has reached a point of critical mass in how we manage MSW from disposable single-use products, and there is a desperate need to educate consumers on the impacts of throwing things away. There is no longer an away. Thank you. I thought I only had 3 minutes, so I wrote this really fast. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. I appreciate the brevity. Any questions from the board?
My written testimony is longer, so, you know, goes into more detail.
That's perfect. Thank you. We appreciate that. Yes, Mr. DeShane.
Thank you. Just a quick comment. I've been part of these arguments for, you know, a decade and a half now, and almost nobody has brought up the Commerce Clause with such eloquence. It was great.
Well, it kind of got brought up several times for and against, you know, like, and I say allegedly because there is precedent by the Supreme Court of the United States, and my father would probably be rolling over in his grave right now that I'm helping the environment, but still, we have precedent here, and I think that it can be argued, and I don't know if it falls within the board's purview to change law, of course. My point in bringing this up is because I've submitted this testimony several times now in LD 401, the expansion for Juniper Ridge Landfill, and before that as well. So I wanted to get it on the record in front of human beings for a change to point this out, because everyone keeps throwing the Commerce Clause up as a reason for importing out-of-state trash.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from the board? Ms. Loizom, any questions from you? No. So before we move on to our next speaker, I will note that we've been at this now for over 2 hours.